After her aunt died, she came back to me. I should have thought of that the first time, but I never counted on that house. I didn't really think she would get it, much less like it and move in. I mean, I would have lit it up if I'd known Leslie would invest all her time and attention in it instead of me. Leslie was at Creeper's Knoll right on time, which was surprising because she was usually late, especially when it was important to me, like the night of the winter carnival. She was wearing the same coat that she had had that night, too. We went inside together. Leslie was very quiet. "Well, I've got some wine and glasses," I started. I opened the top of the bottle. I didn't realize it was so expensive. I couldn't afford those ones with the corks. I tried to sound jovial, but Leslie's attitude was making it difficult. She kept moving back from me, practically jumping. She used one hand to move her hair, constantly putting it back behind her one ear. The other hand she kept firmly in her pocket. "Creeper's Knoll is looking nice, very sanitary at least. When are you finishing the outside?" I tried to hand her a glass, but she made no effort to take it. I sipped the wine. I still held Leslie's glass, too.
"Everyone always whispered about you. Suspected you of various things."
"I don't know what you mean. Have you already been drinking?" I laughed. I had to force casual now, as the situation was out of my control. I couldn't help that she was still angry, that she kept talking when she should have just been quiet.
"When your mother died, and then went around moping about me, asking where I was, asking about me, talking about me, and every birthday, every holiday, you sent me cards, saying it was okay to come home, how you arranged everything. I thought it was a joke. Just a sense of humor. You were so weird sometimes."
My eyes were locked on the wine glasses in my hands.
"But you had those boxes with my picture on it. All those photocopies of what you sent. Everything I sent. And some stuff. I don't know how you got it."
"I had arranged it. I was all ready. You just wouldn't come back," I said.
"And so you killed her, right? You killed your own mother first, and then my aunt, right? Arranged it all so that I would come back to you."
"You were away for so long, when you should have been here with me. I love you, and you need me."
"You're fucking nuts."
The glasses slipped from my hand. The shattering startled me. When I looked at Leslie, she was gripping a revolver in both hands, pointing at me.
"I'm going to call the police right now, and you're going to stand right there."
I stepped toward her. Each step forward, she stepped back. "Why would you do that when I've worked so hard for us to be together? Despite whatever I did, it worked, didn't it? You're here. You're with me. One of your plans is finally coming true. You're turning this place around. We could be happy together. You have to love me now." I didn't see a phone behind her. I don't know where she was trying to get to.
"You always creeped me out a little, Jamie. You're nice. You were nice. But you're deranged. And you need help. You need help, Jamie. I don't love you. I don't."
I didn't listen to her. What she said didn't make a difference. I loved her. I was going to have her. I was going to have her completely to myself. There was no point talking anymore. She was angry, like always. It was definitely the lowest point in the relationship. Her finger jerked near the trigger, but didn't fire. I just kept moving toward her. Maybe she was expecting me to give up, for me to just say I was joking. I never was one for practical jokes. She should have known that. She should have fired. If she'd shot me, I probably would have stopped. I was determined, but not insane. I couldn't follow through with my plan with a gunshot wound. Instead, she tried to run past me. I stopped her by grabbing a hold of her silvery hair. She yelped. It was a funny-sounding little cry. It made me laugh. She struggled harder against my grip. A few strands came loose, but she wasn't getting away. She might have fired the gun. I couldn't hear very well then. Only the sounds of her frantic breaths were of any interest to me. She still didn't get me, though. I think she was trying to make noise. Maybe she was screaming, too. I really don't know. I pulled her within reach of my other arm until I got a hand around her neck. Then I was able to get her against the wall and use both hands to strangle her. I can still hear her choking and those little yelps she made. Then I laughed until her struggling legs kicked me. Then I was really angry. I pushed her against the wall. I pressed harder against her throat. The gun fell to the floor. Leslie's fingers scratched at my hands. I waited for that moment. Tears fell from her eyes. I didn't know if she was crying or if that was an involuntary reaction. Her eyes still moved rapidly, like she was searching for an escape. The moment was getting closer. She moved less and less. She sputtered. Her eyes were still. She was petting my hands more than trying to get away. Her eyes became more glazed. Then I made my move. I kissed her. Only our second kiss ever, and this time I got what I wanted. Her final breath. The last exaltation of her being, the perfection of her soul. She shouldn't have kept that house. If she had just thrown it all away and sold the property, she wouldn't have found those papers. And maybe she would have learned to love me. I was making her a room, a special room, just for her to be happy in. I bought her that backpack she wanted, a really big one with flags of all different countries. I painted ivory trim once I knew she liked it so much. I even got her a dollhouse with the colors she wanted for Creeper's Knoll, I think. And if she just gave it a chance instead of being mad, she would have liked the pictures of herself. She looked most alive, smiling and happy in them. I cut out the other people. They didn't matter. I wanted just her. I've done my best to make her look the same, but her eyes clouded and her face stiffened before I could get the expression right. The smell should go away soon. My mom's only lasted a few weeks. I hadn't expected to have to learn taxidermy, but I think I've done fairly well in the short time I had. I wish I hadn't bought all those chains now, or reinforced the walls with steel beams. That's money I'll never get back.